Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman, member by Ram Gold. All right, Anthony Masechus Menachos, Daf Yud Test, the third parak HaKomets Rabba. So the three Dafs are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks that Rabbi Shimon, who darshans a Vav to add a second subject onto a previously mentioned subject, should require a kohen for Shechita, since the Vav introducing Kohanim in the Pasuk is mentioned after Shechita. It answers that since Shechita is written near Smicha, leaning on the animal, we derive that just as Smicha is performed by Zorim, Shechita is also valid with a Zor. The Gemara asks that we should also derive that just as smicha must be performed by the owners of the carbon, the owner should also need to shecht the carbon. The Gemara first answers that since zrika, which is the ikar kapar, the main cause of atonement, is not performed by the owners, certainly the same should apply to shechita. If we cannot derive efshar mishi efshar, possible from impossible, meaning shechita, which can theoretically be done by the owner, from zrika, which requires a kohen, then on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol shechts the bull, asher lo, which is his, makal de shechita ba'almo lo be'inim balim, implying that shechita normally does not need to be done by the owner. Pointing to Rav said, Kol makom shehechzir lecha kasev b'torah mincha, wherever the Torah repeated itself to you regarding mincha, ino el la'akev, it's only to teach that the law is essential to the mincha. Shmuel says that only geres, fine flour, and shemen, oil, which are repeated, are ma'akev, but other things which are repeated are not ma'akev. Since Shmuel surely agrees the repetition of a law teaches that it is ma'akev, the Gemara explains that their argument the law derived from the phrases melo kumso bekumso, his full hand and in his komets, shul yasa mida lekomets, that one may not take a measure for the komets, rather one must take kmitza with his hand. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, V'yakrev es mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near, and he filled his palm for it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros mishah u'yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. And point number three, the Gemara asks that two psukim dictate to bring a mincha close to the mizbech, yet Hagasha is not ma'akev. It answers, that comes to establish the location of the mizbech to which the mincha is brought. In a brisa, the Tanna Kamma says that Ifnei Hashem, before Hashem would indicate, the mincha should be brought to Ma'arav, the west side of the mizbech, whereas the phrase El Pnei HaMizbech, to the front of the mizbech, implies Darum, the south side where the ramp is located. This apparent contradiction leads to the conclusion, Magish Bekeren Dromis Maravis, he brings it to the southwest corner of the Mizbech, Keneger Chudash El Keren, to the edge of the corner, the dial, and that is sufficient. Rabbi Eliezer says that wherever you find two psukim, one which fulfills itself and fulfills the other, and one which fulfills itself and negates the other, we follow the pasuk which fulfills both. Since placing the mincha on the western side would not fulfill the front of the mizbeach, the kohen places it on the southern side, which does fulfill before Hashem, because he holds the south side of the mizbeach was opposite the heichal entrance. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Shimon, who darshans a vav to add a second subject onto a previously mentioned subject, should require a kohen for shechita, since the vav introducing kohanim in the pasuk is mentioned after shechita. It answers that since shechita is written near smicha, leaning on the animal, we derive that just as smicha is performed by zorim, shechita is also valid with a zor. The Gemara asks that we should also derive that just as smicha must be performed by the owners of the carbon, the owner should also need to shecht the carbon. The Gemara first answers that since zrika, which is the ikar kapar, the main cause of atonement, is not performed by the owners, certainly the same should apply to shechita. If we cannot derive efshar mishi efshar, possible from impossible, meaning shechita, which can theoretically be done by the owner, from zrika, which requires a kohen, then on Yom Kippur, the kohen gadol shechts the bull, asher lo, which is his, makal de shechita ba'almo lo be'inim balim, implying that shechita normally does not need to be done by the owner. Pointing to Rav said, Kol makom shehechzir lecha kasev b'torah mincha, wherever the Torah repeated itself to you regarding mincha, ino el la'akev, it's only to teach that the law is essential to the mincha. Shmuel says that only geres, fine flour, and shemen, oil, which are repeated, are ma'akev, but other things which are repeated are not ma'akev. Since Shmuel surely agrees the repetition of a law teaches that it is ma'akev, the Gemara explains that their argument the law derived from the phrases melo kumso bekumso, his full hand and in his komets, shul yasa mida lekomets, that one may not take a measure for the komets, rather one must take kmitza with his hand. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, V'yakrev es mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near, and he filled his palm for it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros mishah u'yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. And point number three, the Gemara asks that two psukim dictate to bring a mincha close to the mizbech, yet Hagasha is not ma'akev. It answers, haluk bola makam hudasa. That comes to establish the location of the mizbech to which the mincha is brought. In a brisa, the Tanna Kamma says that ifnei Hashem, before Hashem would indicate, the mincha should be brought to Ma'arav, the west side of the Mizbeach, whereas the phrase El Pnei HaMizbeach, to the front of the Mizbeach, implies Darum, the south side where the ramp is located. This apparent contradiction leads to the conclusion, Magish Bekeren Dromis Maravis, he brings it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, Keneged Chudash El Keren, to the edge of the corner, Vidayo, and that is sufficient. The Eliezer says that wherever you find two psukim, one which fulfills itself and fulfills the other, and one which fulfills itself and negates the other, we follow the pasuk which fulfills both. Since placing the mincha on the western side would not fulfill the front of the mizbeach, the Kohen places it on the southern side, which does fulfill before Hashem, because he holds the south side of the mizbeach was opposite the Heichal entrance. All right, so now we get our siman daf yotes, and our standard siman is a yacht. A yacht, so here goes. On the Kachin cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur has to shecht his own. The commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock mizbeach. Once again, slow motion. On the Kachin cruise yacht, that must be on Duff. Yotes. On the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, which reminds us, shechita does not need to be done by the balim of a carbon except for the par Yom Kippur, which needs to be done by the Kohen Gadol. So on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard, which reminds us, the Gemara brings some halachos of taking a kmitzvah by hand is ma'akev. Rav says that this law is ma'akev because during the inauguration of the Mishkan, it's repeated, Yakrev is a mincha v'yamal kapo mimena, and he brought the mincha near and he filled his palm from it, indicating it must be taken by hand. Shmuel responds, Doros Misha lo yalfinan. We do not derive permanent laws for generations from laws of a one-time mincha. So on the Kachin cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a malchokas to which part of the Mizbeach to perform Hagasha of a Mincha. So once again, on the Kachim cruise yacht, where everyone was invited to shecht everyone else's animal, because only the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur has to shecht his own, the commotion around the troublemakers trying to throw the shipments of kmitzvah measuring cups overboard was disturbing the kids' shuffleboard game, where they pushed bowls of flour towards the southwest corner of the mock Mizbeach. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Dav Tezvav, so the Siman Dav Tezvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tamei fruit bowl. Fruit bowl? That must be on Dav Tezvav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit. Fruit bowl. The rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, which reminds us, the Mishnah in the previous Dav taught that if one challah of the Shtei Alechem of Shavuos became Tamei, or one Seder of the Alechem upon him became Tamei, Rav Yehuda says both are taken out to be burned because they're both invalid. The Chachamim say, Atami v'tumaso v'tahor ye'ochel. The Tamei one remains in its tumah state, but the Tahor one may be eaten. Rabbi Yochanan ultimately explains it's an established teaching, Rabbi Yehuda's mouth, she'en karbon tzibur chaluk, that a communal carbon is not divided. So if part of it is Tamei, the entire carbon is disqualified. The Chachamim disagree and say that the Tahor part remains valid. So the rabbi yelling at the Kohen who put one of the Shtei Alechem into a Tamei fruit bowl, since now he would have to burn both of them, confused the Kohen Dingzrika on the Kivsei Atzeres into thinking about eating a kazais of combined basar and lechem served in a fruit bowl the next day, which would make the carbon pigel, but not the nesachim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings him a chok as if nesachim become pigel along with the carbon. Daf Tezayin, so the similar Daf Tezayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine featuring one acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tezayin. The Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the comets, but not the Levona, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one had Pico intent during the burning of the comets, but not of the Levona, or during the burning of the Levona, but not of the comets, Reb Meir says it is Pico and obligates Karas, but the Chachamim say, Ein bo Karas ad shiyafago bo koa matir, it does not incur Karas unless he intends Pico during the entire perimeter, meaning the burning of both the comets and Levona. So the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the comets, but not the Levona, as another did somersaults as he did Holacha of the Mincha, but not the Levona with Pico intent, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Pico b'Holacha, if one had Pico intent while bringing the comets, but not the Levona, to the Mizbeach, is this considered Pico of a Chatzi Mati? Rabbi Yochanan says, Holacha k'kamitza. Bringing is the same as kamitza. Just as kamitza makes Pico with intent about just the comets, since there's no parallel kamitza of Ravona, so too Holacha of just the comets makes Pico. Reish Lakish says, Holacha k'katara. Bringing is the same as burning. Just as burning just the comets with Pico intent does not make Pico according to the Chachamim, so too Holacha of the comets with Pico intent does not make Pico. Since Ravona also requires Holacha, the Holacha of the comets is only half the Avoda. So the Pico Brothers acrobat team performing the Chatzi Mati routine, featuring one acrobat with large toes swinging over Mizbeach with Pico intent during the burning of the comets, but not the Levona, as another did somersaults as he did Holacha of the Mincha, but not the Levona with Pico intent, while the crowd as a third acrobat stood on his tippy toes the whole time while he burned a sesame-sized piece of the comets on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the Shiraim the next day, and did so repeatedly until the entire comets and Levona were finished. Which reminds us, Amraim discussed, Hikdir shumshum lecho shumshum. If one burned a sesame-sized piece of the comets on the Mizbeach, intending to eat a sesame-sized piece of the shrine the next day, achikala comets kulo, and did so repeatedly until the entire comets and Levona were finished, there is a three-way machokes between Rav Chista, Rav Hamanuna, and Rav Sheshes. One says it is fully pigo, one says it is merely pasal, and one says it is kasher. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Siman Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. When the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the comets with intent to burn the Levona the next day, which reminds us, the Harifi de Pupendisa, the sharp point of Pupendisa said, Haktara mefagelis haktara. Burning of one Chatzi Matir can affect Pigel in the burning of another Chatzi Matir. Thus, burning the comets with intent to burn the Levona the next day makes Pigel. Rav Chista was quoted as saying, "In haktar mefagelis haktar, burning of one chatzi matir cannot affect pigo in the burning of another chatzi matir." So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the comets with intent to burn the Levona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the comets with intent to burn the Levona and eat the shirayim the next day, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses what the din is if one burned the comets intending to burn the Levona and eat the shirayim the next day. So when the Kohen told the used car salesman, the fiery red car reminded him of the time he burned the comets with intent to burn the Levona the next day, and his friend, never one to be outdone, said he once burned the comets with intent to burn the Levona and eat the shirayim the next day, he replied he once saw someone burn the comets with intent to eat the Levona the next day, which reminds us, the third parak begins, if one performs kamitza with intent, l'echol davar she'en darcho l'echol, to eat something not meant to be eaten, rather to be burned on the Mizbeach, for example, the comets or Levona, l'haktir davar she'en darcho l'haktir, or to burn on the Mizbeach, that which is not meant to be burned, rather it's meant to be eaten, and intended this to occur chutz l'zman or chutz l'mkomo, the Tanakhama says the carbon remains valid because his intentions were not legitimate, but Rabbi Eliezer invalidates it. Daf Yod Ches. So the Siman Daf Yod Ches is a chuppah because Ben Yod Ches were chuppah. So here goes. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah. Chuppah? That must be more Daf Yod Ches. The rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang Ashrechem Tam Lechachamim, which reminds us, the more brings the mice of Yosef HaBavli asking Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel a question. And when Yosef HaBavli's face lit up, when it was confirmed what his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda, held, which is what he recalled, Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel's eyes flowed with tears, and he said, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, Shedivrei Torah Chavivin Alechem Biyoser. Fortune are you, Talmid Chachamim, that the words of Torah are especially dear to you. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Hazbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Zera taught Koharui Labila, any mincha, which is fit for mixing, Ein Bila, Ma'akev Hazbo, actual mixing is not critical to it, and it's valid without it. But any mincha which is not fit for mixing, for example, if the kli contained more than 60 isarons of flour, which cannot be mixed properly with the oil, then bila ma'akev hazbo, mixing is critical to it, and the mincha is invalid. So the rabbi on the way to receive his bracha at the chuppah while the choir sang, Ashrechem Talmid Chachamim, told his Talmidim not to worry that he had poured the oil into the mincha without mixing it in his haste to get to the wedding because Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hazbo, and instructed them not to give any of the kadshi meal being served to the kohen who didn't believe in the avoda, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon taught in a brisa, Kol kohen she'eino moed ba'avoda, any kohen who does not accept the avoda as commanded by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but believes the avoda was invented by Moshe, Ein lo chelk ba'kohuna, does not receive a portion of the kashim foods of the kohuna. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which daf do we have in Machlokes where one of the shtei lechem or lechem apanim became tameh, and the question is whether the other half is burned? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number two. Which daf do Machlokes to which part of the mizbeach to perform hagasha of a mincha? That's on daf Yotes. Good. Number three. Which daf do we have Machlokes if haktara mefagelis haktara? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good. Number four. Which daf do you discuss combining intent about the Toda and its lechem, or kvasim and its lechem, to make the lechem pigel? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number five. Which daf do you makokes a pigel intent about one challah makes the other challah pigel? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number six. Which daf do you makokes of taking a kemitza by hand is ma'akev? That's on daf Yates. Good. Number seven. Which daf do you have a list of the non-essential avodas of a mincha? And we learn, Koharui Labila Ein Bila Ma'akev Hazbo. That's on daf Yates. Good. Number eight. Which daf do you have a makokas if nechasim become pigel along with the carbon? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we learn that shechita does not need to be done by the balim of a carbon except for the par Yom Kippur, which has to be done by the Kohen Gadol? That's on daf Yotes. Great. And number 10. Which daf does Gemara discuss pigel for davar hanase b'chutz of a chataos pnimios? That's on daf Yadalit. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.